Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for giving wisdom today and discernment and bringing all things that you're saying to us today to remembrance. We praise you and we thank you, Father, for your great mercy being shown at this time. Amen. All right, we're going to share on World War III, enabled by internal revolution. Amen. The man-child reformers are coming out of their tribulation wilderness, but at this time they lead the church into their tribulation wilderness. Revelation 12 and 5 goes on to say, "And she was delivered of a son, a man-child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne." Well, some have seen this in dreams, thinking it to be a pre-trib rapture, but it is not. Okay. Verse 6 goes on, "And the woman, who is the church, fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they," that is the man-child, "may nourish her 1,260 days. Well, that's 3.5 years, just as Jesus nourished the woman Israel for 3.5 years in their tribulation under the beast. So where is our wilderness going to come from? Probably 30 plus years ago, I shared that when the U.S. divides Israel, the U.S. would be divided at the New Madrid fault quakes. Okay, that was the word given to me back then, but this has been changed. I will talk to you about it a little bit later. Brandon Biggs recently shared that he was shown that when the U.S. and the world divide Israel, which basically happened today on September the 23rd, 2025, that was yesterday, at the Abrahamic Accord, and there are 3 days until the New Madrid divides the U.S. going off on September the 26th. That was the word that he got, and it was, of course, in agreement with the word that I got many years ago. And I and others told President Trump of this prophecy, so he and the U.S. abstained. So the New Madrid punishment will not come now. And I shared this also with Brandon just a few minutes ago. I was previously shown that the New Madrid would go off when the man-child reformers are anointed at their spiritual resurrection to the throne. The only thing deleted at this time, I repeat, at this time, is the New Madrid quakes. For God is true to his word. The restoration begins now, and the bride is prepared for the man-child reformers. So in a vision, I was standing before Jesus years ago, who was marrying me as a type of the man-child body, not that I'm anybody, but as a type of the man-child body, to the bride in heaven, with the Father watching from his throne. When I saw a huge room next to us with the 144,000 man-child body there, so this was all in type when Jesus, the man child, sowed the word in the body of those John the Baptist said was the bride. And this is according to Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. Jesus sowed the seed of the word in the hearts of men, did he not? Okay. So this is the time that the man-child reformers are caught up to the throne. The bride is in all white and submitted to the Lord. And the woman church is led by the man-child into the wilderness tribulation when the world is being divided. Revelation 6 and 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, Come. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow. And there was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. Well, this is Jesus coming in the man-child body in this day, conquering his enemies. So this 144,000 is going to go forth and conquer God's enemies. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come. And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So notice that when Jesus comes in the man-child body, he starts conquering the beast of all nations with war. So here's a revelation given to Marie Kelton on 9/1/25. She said, I had a vision before the heavenly one of sitting at the Sequoia Museum by the hill where the Native Americans are buried. I believe that this represents death is about to come to the new Native Americans. It was sunny. I was sitting next to the Lord on a bench, and he had a Bible in his hand, and I looked over and was reading it with him. As I was reading, I said the name Abraham, and I knew we were reading about Abraham. I thought it fit with the Abrahamic Accord just now. Dividing Israel with the Palestinians on September 23, 2025, the Abrahamic Accord will bring death to Americans on the 26th. Well, it'll bring death to the world, you know, through this war. But the New Madrid quakes have been dissolved. Thank God. We've heard from the Alliance that there will be a fake World War III. The nations will pull out their weapons as if to go to war with each other, but will instead jump on the deep state. I felt a long time ago, and I said it, shared it on this program, that the deep state would then turn this fake World War III into a real World War III. I believe this is now happening and that we need to pay attention. Let me share some more. Mina Lee Grebin, 1/29/2014, at 2:41 this morning, the Lord Jesus came to me. He said, Death to the finances. He then said a recession behind a recession. We've been told in dreams and visions for years that there would be a recession followed by a short period of calm and then a much worse collapse of the economy. She went on to say, I asked, Lord, what are you talking about? He continued, tell my children that a recession is coming behind the recession. Many companies will close, small businesses will crumble, and more jobs will be lost. A calendar appeared in front of me with the last 4 months of the year listed, in other words, September through December. This is my thought, by the way. This is the period of the initial collapse, not the duration of the collapse, which will continue for years. I then saw a rider on a black horse ride across the pages. I said, Lord, you said death to the finances. The rider on the black horse means death. The Lord responded, no, daughter, that's the rider on the pale horse. I thought to myself, what was the black horse again? Then the Holy Spirit interjected, a day's wages for a loaf of bread. So, if the black horse rides in the last third of a year, when do the white horse, man-child, and red horse, war ride? And the answer would be at the beginning of that. We must abide in Christ for his provision, which has already been prepared. She went on to say, the presence of the Lord grew stronger and stronger on me. I felt completely paralyzed. I said, Lord, if this is you giving this to me, I need a scripture to back up what you're saying. Then I heard loud and clear, Psalm 9. I started to cry, Lord, you're showing me the end of the year. That means we will be here. Lord, when are you coming to get us? Well, Mina believed in a pre-trib rapture, so this was a surprise to her. This is given to the pre-tribbers to help prepare them for the times to come. She went on to say, it's getting so bad here. Please help us to endure. The Lord responded with a calming voice. He said, soon, my daughter, very, very soon. Do not be afraid. Tell my children they must put their trust in me, not in the government, jobs, bank accounts, stocks, public assistance, or retirement. These things will fail them. Only I will see them through. Persecution will increase, and the time will come when many will go underground, but only for a very short season. And then he said, I am coming. Saints, Psalm 9 is a psalm of judgment on the nations. It is a psalm of tribulation. Yes. That was my comment. A psalm of tribulation. It is also, she said, a psalm of refuge and protection for those who trust him. I got up to read it. As soon as the presence of God lifted enough for me to move. The title of the psalm in the NLT is Death of a Son. Well, it may not be the son that she thinks about. It could be the man-child, death and resurrection to the throne. Anyway, I thought this was interesting. I was not familiar with the psalm and did not memorize it. Therefore, it was shocking to find out what it spoke of. I want to encourage everyone to read this scripture. It tells what is ahead. I don't know if the Lord did this in contrary to the State of the Union address last night. That was back then. I didn't watch it because my mind can't comprehend habitual liars. Yeah, I guess so. Or if it's just time for judgment to be executed upon this nation. I don't know. Maybe both. But I was told to share this with the body of Christ. We must prepare. Please share. Okay, here's another one that she had on 6/27/2016. Chaos is coming. At 1:45 a.m. this morning, I received a visitation from the Lord. I first found myself at a press conference. The conference contained about 50 people. We were all sitting at long tables in horizontal rows, and I was located at the second seat in the last row on the right. I saw Donald Trump sitting among the people. He was the only person in the crowd I recognized from behind. I only saw everyone's back from my view. In the front, I saw Obama pacing the floor. He seemed very agitated. He started saying, "They're pushing me. They're pushing me to cause drama." He then walked over to a man seated three rows ahead of me. Obama looked at the man and said, "Kevin, they're pushing me to give them what they deserve. I will give them the chaos that they deserve." The man, who seemed to go by the name of Kevin, frantically grabbed his notepad and began to write on it. It was then that I looked at Obama's forehead and noticed that there was writing on it. It looked as though someone had taken a black Sharpie and written across his forehead. It said, "Chaos is coming." Well, my thought is internal rebellion and pandemic with external war is coming. The scene changed, and I next found myself in a room. Ahead of me, about 30 feet, stood Jesus. He was clothed in a simple white robe that illuminated a soft white glow. His face was so clear, clearer than I'd ever seen it in all the years he's visited me. It was like I zoomed in on his face. I studied his thick, dark brown hair that rested on his shoulders, and the fullness of his beard. The expression on his face was that of sadness, yet stern. I noticed that there were tears streaming from his left eye. Within each tear was a fetus. Well, my thought was, their vax is causing many stillbirths. The Lord spoke to me, but without moving his lips, he said, "They are constantly stealing the life that I have given." He paused for a moment and then continued, "There are those who are even unaware of their murder." So some are still taking it, you know, and still losing their children. Doctors have convinced some that this is their only choice, talking about abortion, that the child is deformed or will be born with abnormalities, so they steal the life that I have given. Yes. I noticed that angels began to stand in formation behind Jesus. They were tall, between 9 and 10 feet in height. They were all golden, clothes, body, and hair. There were 14 of them. I inquired about the position that they were taking, and Jesus responded, "They are taking their position for the 21 judgments, for they are about to begin." You know, when you get a prophecy like this, there is a time when it starts. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit here. So, about to begin didn't happen back then, but when this prophecy starts, it will begin. So, time is short, she said. I will not delay, or he said, excuse me. Time is short. I will not delay. I will not delay. I will not delay. My bride is preparing herself, and I will soon call her to me. And the bride is mature, my thought, taken from the church, but is not the church, as many say. And as in Esther and Song of Solomon and Psalm 45 proves that the bride is not the church, but comes out of the church, a holy one coming out of the church. She went on to say, I thought to myself, but there are only 14 angels. Okay, that's the end of where we left off on that one. The key to the timing of these things. Listen. Then Jesus quickly reminded me that the first seven seals are opened by him. Well, let me say, this sequence of events doesn't start until the first seal is opened by Jesus, which begins the tribulation. I won't tell her that. Jesus then looked at me with a stern voice, said, within 3 to 6 months, that is after the seal is opened, total chaos will envelop America and a pandemic will spread across the world. He then gave me understanding that the two events are separate, and I wasn't given a time frame for the pandemic. Well, let me say that Mina had already received a dream of this same time period in the spring of 2014, which speaks of the economic collapse. The Lord woke her up at about 2:45 a.m. saying, death to the finances. He said it so strongly, it startled her. She asked, death to the finances? Then the Lord said, a recession within a recession is coming. Then he showed her a vision of the rider on a black horse. He was riding across a calendar and started in September. Is that the beginning of the death of finances? And rode through December. She asked the Lord, is it for this year, 2014? And he answered, no. Well, no, we're still waiting, right? Then he continued, small businesses will fail. Those who depend on the government to sustain them will fail. The housing market is going to crash again. I want you to warn the people. Well, that's wilderness, isn't it? All this is beginning to create the wilderness out there. Tell them what is coming, because those who are in me will be sustained. But not everyone who says they belong to me belongs to me. And when the economy collapses, the man-child reformers bring the revival through the bride as a repeat of history. I began to pray for the bride. I prayed for wisdom and boldness. The Lord then spoke and said, Psalm 12, for the chosen, for the obedient, and for the faithful, unquote. And this is a warning for the church, the bride, and the nation. We need to prepare spiritually and physically for what is about to be unleashed. Okay, now I want to share these verses with you and a revelation from UBM Livestream 9:19-25. The bride exalted and full of light was that revelation. Jeremiah 6:10. To whom shall I speak and testify that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is become unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the wrath of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. Pour it out upon the children in the street, and upon the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Yeah, just like now, right? Verse 15 goes on. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. Well, this is meaning, of course, in the time the man-child manifests. This is a visitation of the Lord in the man-child. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. What could cause this wilderness the church is about to enter? Well, I believe it's earthquakes, economic collapse, democratic saboteurs and assassins in the government and from the invaders, bringing down the grid before Tesla Energy is fully up, persecution of Christians, plague, food shortage, war. After Jesus comes in the man-child, reformers, by the word and spirit, will come war. Revelation 6:2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown. And he came forth conquering and to conquer. Jesus in the man-child reformers is coming to conquer. He's going to conquer the nations, and he's going to do it through war. And another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And I asked the Lord when this world war would come, and he said, November. Then I got a confirmation. Brandon Biggs saw that Putin will call President Trump's bluff, but Putin is not bluffing. He is creating strong alliances for this major war ahead. I then asked Brandon if he knew when this war would happen, and he said, November. I said to him, that's my confirmation. So Brandon said this. So in the last two videos, I saw this right here. He's holding his cards close to him today. That's Putin as he is in his meeting in Alaska. He doesn't trust anyone. He doesn't trust him, and he doesn't trust what's being said. It's a game, and I hear, play the game, buy time. They want the whole thing. I believe the Russians don't want to share the world with the U.S., and so he's bluffing. Well, President Trump is bluffing, but Putin is not. I just have to outlast you, end quote. It's almost like you're playing poker, you're playing cards, you call my bluff. You all hear what I'm saying? You call my bluff. It's like you're going to move things, and you're going to try to do things in this poker game on Friday. You hold your cards close, and you're playing. You're calling my bluff. That's what the Lord says. You call my bluff, quote unquote. It's just a card game. But the Lord warned me that Putin is not bluffing. Remember, I've tried to tell you all, Putin is not bluffing, but he will call Trump on what he calls his bluff of what Trump's saying. He's going to do in the meetings ahead. Trump is strong-arming the bear. Well, that seems to be the fact. The Lord said, quote, handle the bear with care because Putin is not bluffing, unquote. What he's doing in the background with Kim Jong-un, Cuba, Venezuela, he's creating alliances, strong alliances for a major war ahead. Remember this. So I thought the enemy within really should be conquered before that war. Dmitry Duterman dreamed that the U.S. would be busy with internal rebellion or revolution when Russia would use this to strike from without. In Dmitry Duterman's revelation, he shares how Russia will hit the United States when it is distracted with this internal revolution. And as the Democrats are declaring right now, by the way, these communists have alliances with the American communists and the Chinese communists. And here is a portion of Dmitry's revelation called Russians Bomb the United States. The light surrounded me, and out of the light I heard the same voice that was with me in jail in my house in Italy. It said, Dmitry, why are you so despaired? I said, why did you punish me? What did I do that was so rotten that you brought me to the United States? I have nowhere to lie my head down upon. I can't understand anybody. Unquote. He said, quote, Dmitry, didn't I tell you that I am here with you also? I brought you here to this country because this country will burn. Unquote. Then why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in my own country? Dmitry, have patience, and I will tell you. Get beside me. So I got beside the angel, who obviously spoke to him in the name of the Lord. He showed me all of California. He showed me all of the cities of California. And then he showed me Las Vegas. Quote, you see what I have shown you? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn, unquote. He said, quote, its sin has reached to the Holy One, unquote. He showed me another great city. He said, do you know what city this is? I said, no. He said, "This is New York City. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn." He showed me Florida. He said, "This is Florida. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn." He didn't let me say a word until he brought me back to the place we had left. And then he said, "Now, Dimitru, you can talk to me." He said, "I brought you to this country, Dimitru. I want to wake up a lot of people. I love this country. I love the people. I want to save them. America will burn," unquote. And I said, "How can I save them? I can't even speak their language. Who knows me here? How will they call me?" He said, "Don't worry. I will be ahead of you. I will make great healings amongst the American people. You will go to television stations, radio stations, and churches." And he did, of course. "Tell them everything I tell you. Don't hide anything. If you try to hide anything, I will punish you. America will burn." I said, "How will America burn? It is so powerful." He said, "The Russian spies have discovered where the most powerful nuclear missiles are in America. It will start with the world calling for peace, peace, like now, right? Then there will be an internal revolution in America, started by the communists." Well, like now. Yeah. "Some of the people will start fighting against the government." Again, like now. "The government will be busy with internal problems. Then, from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries, which I cannot remember, will attack. The Russians will bombard the nuclear missile silos in America, and America will burn." I said, "What will you do with the church?" He said, "The church has left me." This is a fact. I said, "How? Don't you have people here?" He said, "People honor people. The honor that should be given to God, they give to other people. Americans think high of themselves. They say, 'I work,' but they don't. In the church, there is divorce. In the church, there is adultery and fornication. In the church, there is sodomy. In the church, there is abortion of all kinds of sin and all kinds of sin. Jesus Christ doesn't live in sin. He lives in holiness. I brought you here so you could cry out loud. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Tell them to stop sinning. God never stops forgiving. Tell them to repent. He will forgive them. Tell them to start preparing themselves so I can save them in the day of trouble," unquote. Dimitri says, "Brothers, these aren't fairy tales. I didn't come here to ask you for money. I didn't ask God for money. I came here to tell you the message of God. If you ask me, God loves you. That's what the angel of God told me. Whoever I love, I want to wake up. I will put on their hearts to call you. Don't hide anything or I will punish you. So stop sinning and repent. He will forgive us and we will have salvation." I said, "How will you save the church if America will burn?" He said, "Tell them as I tell you, as he saved the three young men from the oven of fire and Daniel from the mouth of the lion. That's how I will save them. Tell them to stop sinning and repent. I have blessed this country because of the Jews that are here. I have 7 million Jews here. Well, that's probably more now. That was quite a while back. They haven't tasted war or persecution. God blessed them more than anyone else. Instead of thanking God, they started sinning and doing wickedly. Their sins have reached the Holy One. God will punish them with fire. Israel doesn't recognize the Messiah because they place their trust on the power of the Jews in America. And when God will hit America, all the nations will be terrified. God will then raise up China, Japan, and many other nations, and they will beat the Russians. They will push them back to the gates of Paris. There they will make a peace treaty, but they will make the Russians their leader. All the nations with the Russians as their leader will go against Israel. And this is, of course, after the war with the United States. It's not that they want to, God makes them. Israel doesn't have the help of the Jews in America anymore. In their terror, when they see what is coming, they call upon the Messiah. And the Messiah will come to help Israel. Then the church of God will meet him in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16. Are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? Are you your wedding clothes clean? Is there still spots on the clothes of your soul? Then the blood of Jesus Christ still has power to cleanse sins. Jesus Christ will live with the church on the Mount of Olives. That's a spiritual revelation there. He himself will fight against all the nations. You know, the Mount of Olives was called the Mount of Corruption, and in this case, it's under his feet. I said, if you are the angel of God, everything you tell me has to be written in the Bible. If it's not, then I can't tell the Americans. Tell them to read Jeremiah 51, 8 through 15. He named it the Mystery Babylon, the Great Adulteress. Also read Revelation chapter 18, the whole chapter. There it says clearly what will happen to America. Now, I know there's more than one revelation to those prophecies, but that's definitely one. Why did he name it the Mystery Babylon? Tell them because all the nations of the world immigrated into America, and America accepted them. America accepted Buddha, the Devil Church, the Sodomite Church, the Mormon Church, and all kinds of wickedness. America was a Christian nation. Instead of stopping them, they went after their gods. Because of this, he named them the Mystery Babylon. Now, this is a revelation that was given to Demetrius' grandson, Michael Boldia. The eagle and the serpents, who, by the way, was Demetrius' interpreter when he was sharing here in America. The angel said, "This has been revealed to you that you may know that the first bite has been, the second is yet to come, and the third will be its destruction." Listen carefully. Psalm 34, 7 and 8. The angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. Upon my return to the United States in late August, I had a very vivid and troubling dream, Michael said. I dreamt I was walking through a sparse wooded forest. And suddenly my attention was drawn to an eagle. I believe this is the U.S., and he does too. Flying high above the tree line. It was a beautiful sight to behold as the eagle rode the thermals, flying in slow, lazy arcs across the blue sky. I began to quicken my pace and keep up with the eagle's flight, all the while keeping an eye on it, noticing that it was slowly descending towards the earth, which I believe represents becoming more and more corrupt. I followed it for a long time. It descended not being sudden, but very gradual. Finally, I came upon a small clearing where there were no trees, just some bushes on the edges of the green grass. The eagle landed in the clearing and began to look around, not seeming to notice me. As I began to wonder what the relevance of this was, a man dressed in white, hands clasped in front of him, appeared beside me and said, "Be patient, in due time you will see the purpose." I was silent as I watched the eagle and was beginning to grow somewhat impatient, when suddenly, I will call this 911, happened suddenly. It seemed out of nowhere, a brown snake. The Muslims are a brown people, and the Nazis wore brown shirts, and they worked together on this. Lunged at the eagle and bit down on its left wing. That seems contrary until you stop and think that in effect, 911 devastated the left wing and brought about a short-lived swing to the right as this nation prayed out to their God to save them. The snake strike was very quick and very precise. The eagle reacted without delay, clawing and pecking at the snake, cutting deep wounds in its underbelly. Yes, that happened. Trying to defend itself and ward off the serpent. Well, the USA, the great eagle of Babylon, is still over there pecking away at their enemies. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle and the serpent was retreating, another serpent appeared, red and black diagonal stripes covering its body. Well, red and white were the Obama's colors of choice for the election victory speech. That's what they wore. Why red and black? Obama's associate for 20 years and mentor was Bill Ayers, who is an unrepentant terrorist, anarchist. These are the colors of anarchy, by the way. And Marxist, who bombed his own country to bring about change, which is Obama's chief motto, right? Red and black are the colors of anarchists and socialists, left-wingers, communists, etc. Ayers told the New York Times on 9/11/01, "I don't regret setting bombs. I feel we didn't do enough." So this serpent, without hesitation, struck out at the eagle's right wing, biting down and refusing to release. Many strikes have come from the left. False flags, plagues, assassinations, etc. These Satanists have never slowed down. After a momentary tug of war, the serpent tore off flesh and feathers, leaving a large wound on the eagle's right wing. Obama is purely a left-wing socialist who will use anything to tear a huge wound in the religious right of this land. Cherry Watson, a vision of the Statue of Liberty, sliced in two by a huge knife from right to left, and the top half, or government, began to slide to the left and fall into the water. A line of leftist governments did much damage that President Trump has worked to reverse. Still, the second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant the eagle was stunned. Then a serpent, much larger than the previous two, and made up of many colors, he said. I believe this is leftist revolutionaries internally joining with many nations led by Russia and China, slithered towards the eagle, opened its jaws, and lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head in its mouth before biting down. And I believe this is the enemy's takedown of the government and devastation of the United States, which brings revival. I'm not saying they occupied. That does happen at the end of the tribulation period, I believe, but I don't think they occupied, but I think they brought down the government. The serpents retreated, and the man Jesus, who had been standing beside me, walked to the eagle, knelt down. Jesus was my term, you know. It wasn't identified there. But this man, who had been standing beside me, walked to the eagle, knelt down, picked it up, and held it in his cupped hands. The look of grief on his face was beyond any I have seen in my life. Just seeing the look on the man's face broke my heart. The man continued to look down at the eagle with a pained voice, said, "The true tragedy is that at any moment it could have sought the safety of the above. It could have soared towards the heavens and would have found its protection. This has been revealed to you that you may know. The first bite has been, 911. The second bite is yet to come." I believe that's the leftist governments. "And the third will be its destruction, fall of the U.S. into wilderness tribulation." That's where we're headed. And this is the kind of things that are going to cause it to be a wilderness out there. There's going to be, nobody wins a nuclear war. Nobody. Even the so-called winner doesn't win a nuclear war. Okay, this one we called An Angry Bear Awakens. This is an excerpt from Dimitri Dudeman's Prophecies, April of 1997. "I knelt by my bed to pray, as I do every night before going to sleep. After finishing my prayer, I opened my eyes, but it was no longer my room. Instead, I found myself in a forest. I looked around to my right, and I saw a man dressed in white who pointed his finger and said, 'See and remember.' It took me a while to find what he was pointing at. It was a small bear who seemed half dead lying on the ground. As I continued to watch this bear, it began to breathe deeper. With every passing minute, it seemed to revive itself. And as I watched, it also became angrier. It then began to grow. Soon it was larger than the forest floor. And as it grew larger, it continued to become angrier. I then began to paw the ground." Excuse me. "It then began to paw the ground so that when its paw would hit the ground, the earth would shudder. The bear continued to devastate all that stood in its path until it came upon some men with sticks trying to fend it off." Sticks. So don't pay any attention to the lies. They have won this war in Ukraine. and they are getting stronger. I'm talking about the Russians. But the deep state needs a bigger war that hurts the U.S. because they're being taken down. The Russians have taken down the Nazis, the bio labs, the organ labs, the tunnels and dungeons with the captive children, and the evidence of deep state crimes. They've done the world a favor. By this time, the bear had grown so large that it simply crushed the men underfoot and continued its rampage. I was stunned by what I saw and asked the man standing beside me, "What does this mean?" Quote, "At first they thought the great bear was dead," unquote, the man said. If you listen to mainstream media, right, they thought that. Quote, "As it will begin to stir once again, they will consider it harmless." Yes, they kind of do. "Suddenly it will grow strong once more with purpose and violence." Well, they've made tremendous advances in weaponry. God will blind the eyes of those that continue to trample on the sacrifice of Christ's blood until the day the bear will strike swiftly. This day will catch them unprepared, and it will be just as you saw. The man then said, "Tell my people the days are numbered and the sentence has been passed. If they will seek my face and walk in righteousness before me, I will open their eyes that they may see the danger approach. If they only look at the approaching danger, they too will be caught up and trampled underfoot. Only in righteousness will they find safety. Suddenly, I was once again by myself in my room, on my knees, with sweat covering my face." Well, let me share a few articles that have been in recent news, or portions of them. Arctic Frost is a wonderful revelation of the enemy. You can see Grassley's Arctic Frost revelation. Senator Chuck Grassley just announced that an FBI whistleblower revealed to him an FBI project called Arctic Frost that targeted groups like Charlie Kirk's TPUSA and all Republicans and their establishments. Oh. Well, if it's all Republicans, guess who's behind it? Yes, Democrats. This is a bombshell. He says that they are, this is still Chuck speaking, he says that they are releasing those documents today. In total, 92 Republican targets include Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals were placed under investigative scope of Arctic Frost. Obviously, leftists are at the bottom of this, and we saw what happened to Charlie Kirk, right? So it's not just an investigation, is it? He was on that list. On that political list was one of Charlie Kirk's groups, Turning Point USA. In other words, Arctic Frost wasn't just a case to politically investigate Trump, unquote. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and Department of Justice prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus, he went on to say. So today, Senator Johnson and I are making these records public for the entire country to see. I hope a lot of people are interested in seeing what government can do when various agencies have a political agenda. Well, this isn't law enforcement. This is persecution. Arctic Frost revived the general warrants our founders outlawed in the Fourth Amendment. It weaponized the DOJ and the FBI to punish political enemies, chill free speech, and destroy trust in government. Okay, that was pretty eye-opening. Trump faces World War III as armed American socialists proclaim, quote, "The revolution is here," unquote. That's a Rumor Mill News article. September 20th, 2025, by Sorcia Fall. As reported to her Western subscribers, and I'm sharing it in part, a forewarning New Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin today, first noting that President Putin revealed yesterday, quote, "Russia's military industry has enjoyed remarkable growth over the past 2 years. For certain types of weapons and some products, our production has increased not by a few percentage points, but almost 30-fold. He says this revelation was followed by President Donald Trump proclaiming about the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Quote, "We are actually making money on that war," unquote, and was a proclamation joined by NATO American Ambassador Matthew Whitaker declaring, quote, "President Trump is going to continue to find the leverage and to find the conditions where he can bring both sides to mediate a resolution. But he's not going to set the conditions. Both sides are going to have to agree to a peace deal," unquote. Contributing to the remarkable growth of the Russian military-industrial complex, this report notes, Bloomberg revealed, Indian refiners intend to continue purchasing Russian crude to meet rising fuel demands, even as New Delhi restarts trade talks with the U.S. for a bilateral deal. That's a revelation joined by the German Economic Institute announcing EU member states imported 10.2 billion worth of Russian goods in the first 3 months of 2025 alone. So the Russians are being well built up here by even the EU. The EU member states graciously contributing billions of dollars to support the Russian military-industrial complex. This report continues, completely surround the Russian enclave Kaliningrad on the Baltic Sea. Quote, in a vote that exposed the dark side of the majority of Democrats, the House on Friday passed a resolution honoring slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk and rejecting the political violence of recent years. The vote was 310-58, with 95 Democrats joining all 215 Republicans in voting yes on the non-binding resolution. Of course, we don't want it. We don't want it. We just sent it, but we don't want this rebellion. Okay. The 58 no votes all came from Democrats, but another 38 Democrats voted present, would not take an open side, and another 22 Democrats did not vote. In other words, 118 Democrats in Congress refused to support the resolution. As President Trump faces the fake news socialist narrative clamoring for World War III, this report concludes he also faces growing leftist protests caused by the fake news socialist narrative branding him as a fascist. And it was just warned, quote, the Socialist Rifle Association, that's right, you heard it right, the Socialist Rifle Association has 52 local chapters across 33 U.S. states and claims to have 10,000 members. Considering that they are the armed wing of the anti-American revolution, people should be concerned about what is going on with the growing militant left. Earlier this year, the Democratic Socialists of America held a meeting to debate merging with the SRA. And afterwards, many DSA members went online to voice their opinions about the decision not to do it. Regardless, the discourse was still highly alarming. Some DSA members tweeted that the revolution is here. Official warnings threat to large crowds or big events, multi-city attack, hospitals targeted. This is on YouTube. Get ready. NCTC warns of threat to large crowds or big events. We've already seen the leftists do this, rifle up a whole bunch of Christian right-wingers, right? Multi-city attack, hospitals targeted. And this is posted by George Eaton, September the 20th. The U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, the NCC, said on Friday that recent calls by al-Qaeda for attacks against the United States showed the group's enduring threat to the country. A report by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security issued late last year that evaluated different types of threats to the United States and said al-Qaeda was committed to striking the U.S. and had reinvigorated its outreach to Western audiences. And here's another one from George. World War III is on the horizon. As we all saw on the news, the first direct clash between NATO and Russia has already happened. This is now how world wars begin. Small sparks in places most Americans can't even find on a map. What's unfolding isn't a misunderstanding, and it sure isn't a string of accidents. It is deliberate. A methodical test, a calculated push to measure NATO's reflexes, its unity, its red lines, driven by Russia and China, both determined to corner the West until one mistake means annihilation. Intelligence whispers say China is preparing something massive. The war for Taiwan is already alive inside Beijing's planning rooms. This won't be a small conflict. The plan is simultaneous. In other words, they're going to do it at the same time. Far-reaching, meant to blind and cripple not only Taiwan, but the entire U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. They're not aiming only at Taipei. They're aiming straight into Indo-PACOM instead. Leadership, infrastructure, defenses, one lightning strike to take it all down. Beijing knows hesitation equals defeat. They won't hesitate. They know they have to move very quickly because America is prepared to move quickly once something happens. Meanwhile, Russia has wrapped up massive military drills simulating missile strikes against NATO. This isn't theater, it's rehearsal. Each maneuver, a message. We are ready. Are you? Putin doesn't bluff when he warns NATO won't intimidate Russia. Truly, they are no threat to Russia. obviously. The headlines grow darker every day. Trump warns Ukraine could ignite a global war. UK officials whisper that the West could collapse within days if nuclear war ignites. NATO generals warn the clock is running out, that war could come next month. These aren't fringe ravings. These are voices from the rooms where nuclear options are weighed. China and Russia aren't moving separately. They're moving in sync. Russia pushes NATO's borders while China gets ready to strike across the Pacific. Together, they stretch the West thin, forcing it to fight in two theaters at once. Washington, arrogant and blind, still thinks it can dictate terms to both adversaries. But the truth is brutal. America no longer holds military or industrial supremacy. Its defense factories can barely keep up. Its arsenals are drained into Ukraine. Its people are fractured, distracted, unready for the storm that's gathering. Do not imagine this will be a slow build-up like past wars. There will be no declaration. World War III will erupt with a flash, with a mushroom cloud, with satellites blinded, command centers silenced, and cities burning before dawn. And once the fire starts, it will not be contained. The fantasy of a limited nuclear war is the deadliest lie of all. Once the first strike lands, the chain is unbreakable. The world's armies are preparing for a war. Face what's coming, because World War III isn't far off anymore. It's already here, waiting for the single spark that will paint the sky red. Well, this is a sobering thing. I say pray, get prepared, mostly by being holy, separating yourself from worldly distractions and from sin, and drawing close to God, because I believe this is coming, and very, very soon. God bless you and keep you, saints.